This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbs up. Does that mean Eric's with us? Eric is with us. Eric Karros, Fox Sports analyst, joint former Dodger, former Rookie of the Year. I don't want to forget all this stuff.
Former Patrick Henry Patriot.
Former, can't forget that part, San Diegan at heart. Eric Karros joins us on the Gwynn and Chris Show. Eric, thank you for joining us. How are you doing today?
Gwynny, what's happening? Good to be on. Chris, you too, my man.
Thank you so much. By the way, heard your broadcast or watched your broadcast Saturday. I believe it was Rockies-Giants. And
Rockies-Dodgers.
Rockies-Dodgers. My God, that's right. It was Rockies-Dodgers. Right? They played the Giants after. But Rockies-Dodgers and walk-off weekend for the Dodgers, three in a row. That's off the charts, but this is what we deal with how good the Dodgers are, right?
Deep, very deep, very versatile. I mean, you know, the walk-offs, I think the thing that was amazing, three different rookies. And it just, I mean, it speaks to volumes, you know, how versatile they are, the depth of the organization. And look, I mean, the Rockies played them toe-to-toe, and, you know, the Dodgers were fortunate to come out on the winning end for the weekend.
All right, Eric, some San Diegans have a bone to pick with you, man. Your top five rookies came out, and there was a name that was not on the list, Fernando Tatis Jr. And I make the point that, listen, this is a really, really strong rookie class this year, at least as of June 26th. What went into your thinking as far as that top five? Why those guys?
Well, so if the segment was which rookies have made the most impact. So there are, gosh, there's probably about 10, 15 guys this year that you could choose from.
Easily.
And the Tatis Jr. for me probably will be the best player of this class, without question. I mean, you know, to think that he's just because he wasn't mentioned, because he's been hurt, because he's been out, you know, I mean, I'm not sure that he even would qualify right now for any of the, you know, when they have the awards, you know, you qualify.
He's like 60 plate appearances short right now. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, I mean, I have to have reasons. You know, they asked me to take five. So the five that I picked, if you look at them, all have impact on playoff type teams. If the season were to end that day when we did the segment, all of these guys were on playoff teams except for one, and that's Pete Alonso, who I put at the top.
Yeah.
And, you know, quite frankly, when you're talking about MVP of the National League, his numbers, he's in the top five.
No doubt.
The top five. So that's what it was, absolutely no slight. Fernando Tatis Jr., I had an opportunity to see him at the beginning of the year. And now if the question was posed to me, who do I think is going to have the best career, or who has the ability to be the best player? You know, things would be a little different. And without question, your man in San Diego would be right at the top.
Yeah, he's going to be good. You know what's interesting, Eric, is, I mean, you were a National League Rookie of the Year in 1992, and now, like, in order to be Rookie of the Year, you almost have to do like three or four times more than you probably accomplished in 1992. And I'm just saying that's how many guys there are. And you just talked about how strong and deep the class is. Everybody that comes up now seems like they're more than ready to play than they were back when you were coming up. I just mean that in general.
Yeah. I don't know if they're more than ready. It just seems like maybe guys are athletic. Maybe, I mean, look at the year, you know, it's a different game, and to try to compare generations, you really can't do it. I mean, I hit 20 home runs my rookie year. That was 11th in the league.
Right.
11th in the league.
So, that's good,
you know,
right?
It's a different time. It's a different – and you know, look, at the game has evolved. You know, guys like Fernando Tatis Jr., you didn't see shortstops that size. You didn't see them that athletic, that offensive. And the game has completely changed. So I think when you compare guys within their era, I think that's fair. When you try to compare a guy, you know, the 50s to the 80s to 2010, it's not, you can't do it. And remember, too, the game is different. The emphasis on things are different. I strike out 120 some odd times, and that was, you know, crazy back then.
Right.
Now you strike out 120 times, you're a, you know, super contact hitter. So
you double your salary.
So it's a different. And these guys, I will acknowledge this. The depth of this year's class is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even mention, you know, Brian Reynolds, who Pittsburgh, I think, he was hitting 360 at the time we did this segment. Yordan Alvarez, with the Astros, he had seven or eight home runs in 12 games. I mean, it is unbelievable how deep the class is.
Eric, fantastic. One more question before we let you get out of here. You know, we're running up on this All-Star game, and, you know, I think there's some guys out there that feel like they're already kind of putting out landmines about them not making the team. If there's a way that you could, you know, change the All-Star game or make it so that it could be, I don't know, somebody's going to get left out all the time, but if there was one thing you could change or add to the All-Star game, what would it be?
Wow. It's not going to be fair.
Right.
You know, I would say that if you let the players vote, you would probably get the best representation, unless, you know, there were some guys that people just, you know, guys didn't like, but then it's the fans' game. So, wasn't ready for that question. And I don't know what I would do, but you know, I think that the point you hit, there's always going to be people that, feel that they're slighted. And just for instance, you look at this year, you know, if you're a National League first baseman, I mean, somebody's staying home.
Yeah.
And if you were in the American League playing first base, I mean, you can't give that position away in the American League. I mean, it's crazy, and it's constantly evolving. But it's still fun to watch, and, you know, I look forward to watching it again this year.
All right, I want to see if you're ready for this question, then you're out of here. Who's the all-time Los Angeles Dodgers home run hitting leader? As
you don't
an
need
LA
to
Dodger.
Do that. You don't need to do that. Look, I like Chris Paddock as a rookie this year, too, all right?
So, you know. Oh, no, we're not going there. I want to congratulate you on having that honor, man. There's been a lot of great Los Angeles Dodgers, and nobody's hit more home runs than Eric Caro. So I wanted to get that
good.
In.
Patrick Henry Patriots.
Not a baby, Eric.
Remember that.
Representing.
Thank you, Eric.
Thanks for coming on. Nice talking with you. Eric Caro's right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.